Global pollution trends. According to a recent report by the UNEP, if car numbers keep increasing at the present rate, there will be more than a billion on the road by 2025. Today, motor vehicles put out 900 million tons of carbon dioxide a year, about 15% of our total output. More vehicles will mean more global warming. Also, by 2025, two-thirds of the world's people will live in cities, so traffic jams and pollution will loom large in most people's lives. Worst of all will be the megacities of Asia. Beijing, Shanghai, and Calcutta will each be home to as many as 20 million people, Bombay to 25 million. Life in the country may not be much better. Asia is heading for a downpour of acid rain that will destroy forests and wither crops. The worst hit look like being Thailand, Southeast China, Northeast India, and Korea, where economic growth is powered by fossil fuels rich in sulfur. Industrialized nations have reduced SO2 emissions. They have also cut production of CFCs and halons, the chemicals that destroy stratospheric ozone. But the ozone layer is not yet safe. Under the Montreal Protocol, developing nations have until 2010 to cut production. There is still a black market in CFCs, and halon production has increased in countries such as Brazil, India, and Mexico.